From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo. August 28th.
Here are five stories I flag if you missed yesterday's end of day.
Let's get into it.
First from CIO.
The CFO's playbook for building a ready finance data.
Every CFO I talk to right now is under some version of the same pressure.
The board wants ROI, the business wants faster answers, and the finance team is often still reconciling spreadsheets. The promise of ROI in finance is real.
But so is the gap between the promise and what most organizations are able to deliver.
I believe finance leaders need to be asking not simply how do we use ROI, but what would make our data trustworthy enough for ROI.
That distinction matters.
ROI-ready finance data is intentionally shaped for a specific business outcome so we can trust what ROI produces from it.
Next,
second from CIO.
How finance leaders can close the ROI trust gap.
Most finance leaders at large organizations have made the right investments.
A modern ERP, cloud data platforms, planning tools, and more.
And now increasingly ROI for forecasting support, anomaly detection, close acceleration, and reporting at scale.
The technology stack looks right. But when the board starts asking about results, the returns are harder to point to than the investments were.
Your ERP is excellent at what it was designed for, capturing transactions, enforcing accounting standards, managing the chart of accounts.
It is the system of record,
and it performs that job well.
Up next.
Third from CIO.
The real reason ROI isn't paying off in finance.
If you're in finance, you've likely seen ROI tools pop up recently, but they might not have made much of a difference in your day-to-day work.
The real issue isn't that these tools are faulty, it's that they rely on messy, unstructured data and unclear rules.
When you ask an ROI question about margins or budgets, it might spit out a polished answer, but you end up double-checking it anyway because you can't trust the source.
McKinsey's research shows that ROI can actually save time when it's applied to specific, well-defined tasks with organized data.
For example, a consumer goods company saw a significant reduction in manual effort when they used ROI for budget variance analysis.
The catch is that the data had to be clean and the team needed to have a shared understanding of the metrics involved.
To make ROI work for you, focus on one specific task that's repetitive and tedious.
Clean up the data and document the rules before letting ROI take over.
It's about building a solid foundation first so the ROI can operate effectively.
Avoid waiting for perfect data or trying to automate a chaotic process, as both will lead to frustration.
Instead, standardize that on workflow and then you'll see real benefits.
If you're curious about getting started, there are resources like a ready starter kits that can help you structure your data and create a workflow that's ready for ROI.
It's all about setting the stage properly, and once you do, you'll finally see the payoff you've been hoping for.
And then,
fourth from XDA developers.
You too can build this cute alarm clock modeled after the classic Linksys
WRT54G router. I've been tinkering with a little project that turned the old Linksys WRT54G router shell into a tiny alarm clock, and the way the internals are repurposed is oddly satisfying. The original router's PCB is stripped down, then a small microcontroller and a real-time clock chip are soldered in, while the Wi-Fi antenna slot becomes a discrete speaker port. What's clever is the power handling. They kept the original 12V brick, but added a buck converter so the new board runs off 5V, letting you plug it into any USB charger. The firmware is a stripped-down Arduino sketch that drives the display and handles snooze logic without any bloat.
The case itself stays true to the router's iconic shape, but the front panel is swapped for a tiny OLED screen that shows the time and a soft sunrise animation at wake-up.
You can set alarms via a simple web UI that the device hosts, just like the old router's configuration page.
All in all, it's a neat blend of nostalgia and practicality, taking a piece of networking history and giving it a fresh, everyday purpose without overcomplicating anything.
Next, fifth from The Shortcut.
Leifen's new Auto Curl Curling Iron curls your hair for you, and its P3 electric shaver fits in your pocket.
Leifen Auto Curl Curling Iron, $99.99 in pink and white.
Place a strand in the chamber, and it curls automatically. No wrapping, no picking a direction. Curl time is 16 seconds per section, with three heat settings, threads in 20 degrees, F/threads in 36 degrees, F/threads in 92 degrees. F. Leifen P3 3-blade electric shaver is travel first sibling to the aluminum P3 Pro. Two foil heads plus a center trim at 0.055mm foil, X7, USB-C. The P3 isn't a stripped down P3 Pro.
Same dual linear motors, same 12,000 CPM per motor, same 100-minute runtime.
Up next.
Sixth from Slashdot.
Is ChatGPT changing how you're writing?
An anonymous reader quotes a report for SF date from RIS to meet proxy. Words and phrases have fallen in and out of favor for centuries.
Culture, politics, and technological development have long influenced these trends, and now new research shows that ChatGPT is beginning to influence how humans communicate.
The findings from a team at the Pew Research Center show how, in a short time since OpenAI released ChatGPT in November 2022 and other chatbots followed, the use of certain words and phrases has spiked on the web.
And then,
seventh from MintTech and ROI.
Using Volt and the paradox of robotic adolescence.
If ROI models can outperform humans at coding, writing, and math, among other tasks, can humanoid robots be far behind an Olympics-like athletic competition?
At least, that is the impression from this month's World Humanoid Robot Games in Beijing.
Chang'an Ultra ran 100 meters in 9.39
seconds, beating Usain Bolt's 9.58 second world record and dramatically moving on its own 21.50 seconds time just a year earlier. On Tuesday, it lowered that record further to 8.86 seconds. Another humanoid Lightning also broke the 9-second barrier. Next, 8th from first 1,000,
growing LaserWeb to 50k plus agents.
Growth is an ever-changing field, especially now while we are in the middle of this change.
With LaserWeb, I've tested a lot of distribution channels and growth tactics.
The results speak for themselves. 50k signups, $0 marketing.
A couple of months.
Most of it didn't work. Some did and a couple broke out. Here's everything we tried so far. Great for customers, investors, and product feedback. The MCP launch post reached 365k plus views.
Sharing my story on Substack, great for the sold. I love writing this newsletter.
Automatic routing to the MCP from agents.nd result 100% plus in DAs.
Up next.
9th from Dexter.
Operation Economic Outcast against Iran supporters unlikely to target China.
Thank you to everyone who tuned into my live video.
Join me for my next live video in the app.
Share post at current time. A transcript unlocks clips, previews, and editing.
Operation Economic Outcast against Iran supporters unlikely to target China. Recording from Dexter Roberts' live video.
And then,
10th from Wired. A judge has blocked the Pentagon's attempt to blacklist Anthropic. A federal judge on Thursday barred the Trump administration from designating Anthropic a national security risk over a dispute about the use of its AI models, ruling that the designation amounted to unconstitutional retaliation. The decision, handed down by U.S. District Judge Rita Lynn in California, vacated the February 27 decision by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to label Anthropic a supply chain risk and make the company ineligible for federal contracts. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.